And I'm here in the School of Music in Rostronin with Marine Chedoutel, who is the coordinator of a new project for Brittany. It's called Demos. What's this project? What does Demos mean, first of all?
Yes, so Demos. So it's a dispositif d'éducation musicale et orchestrale à vocation sociale. So it's a, yes, something for kids from 7 to 11 years old. So it's a social project for those kids who never practiced music before. Because of the social context, the economic context too, because it's too far, because it's too expensive, and so this orchestra for kids is free for the family, so they have 3 hours and a half per week of practice.
3.5 hours a week.
Yes, we have two groups in school at school. And we've got three groups on the Centre de Loisirs.
Leisure Centre?
Yes, yes. And we've got two groups, one in the music school and one outside the school time in Saint-Conan.
Okay, so there are school children who are being encouraged to play instruments maybe for the very first time.
Yes.
Who started this project?
So it's a project by the Philharmonie de Paris. A big concert place, so it's a very big national structure. So they have this department, Demos, and they have 30 orchestra around the country. Those orchestra are in Lille, in Bordeaux, in Paris, of course, and lots of big cities in France, but they hasn't any orchestra in rural areas, so we are the first in France to welcome this orchestra.
Do you think it would be different for children from a rural area than from a city?
It's not the same problems, because in the cities children can go to a concert very easily, can take music lessons easily. It's just expensive for them, but it's not very far. Here, you've got to make a half an hour or more to have a music lesson, for sometimes half an hour of lesson. So it's 1 hour on the road with the car for just a half an hour of lesson. So it's a big problem. So that's why here we've got seven cities which welcome a group. It's near the children, in fact, it's not very far for them.
Very important.
Yes.
So, do you go into the schools?
Yes, not me, but we've got a musician.
They're teachers, presumably.
Yes, teachers, of course.
Who go into the school?
Yes, to the school and the Centre de Loisirs.
And the leisure centres.
Leisure centres, thank you. Yes, so they go in these structures to teach music to children. You've got two music teachers and one social worker with them, and it's a very important thing because the skills will cross, you know, I don't know how to explain it. So it's a very important thing to have a social worker to work with a music teacher.
This is very new, isn't it? The idea of a social worker with a musician?
Yes, yes, it's new because you have a group of children and there are interaction between them and a music teacher are formed for individual lessons, but here they have 15 children in front of them, and the social worker are okay with that, so they can help them to make a great workshop.
This is a very interesting project. Has it been tried before?
In fact, the great idea of Demos comes from Venezuela, and it comes from there because there were children in the bidonville.
In the shanty towns?
Yes. So they got nothing here, nothing to do, nothing to...
They don't go to school, even.
Yes, yes. So they were a music teacher and social worker who comes to make music with them and make music instrument too, so...
And it was a great success, I understand, this
yes,
experiment.
Yes.
Because it was an experiment in Venezuela.
Yes.
How many children are taking part in this?
Yes, there are 105 children.
105 children from Central Brittany or from the whole of Brittany?
Central Brittany. Yes, we are groups in Saint-Conan, Saint-Nicolas-du-Pelem, Rostronin, Melcarey, Glomel. Est-ce que j'en oublie un? I think it's okay. There are 7 groups.
So if I understand it, you will be sending a teacher and a social worker into these different schools and different clubs to play music and to teach music.
Yes.
What are you hoping will come as a result of this project?
In fact, it's to develop all the skills from children, because sometimes some of them are not very okay with the school, you know, they don't fit really to school. And it can help them to develop some skills with the group, with the social things, and it will help them for that, because you know, so they are by groups, but 5 times per years they work with all the orchestra, so they are 100 together, and they have to build something together.
It's not just learning to play an instrument then?
No, it's learning to be somebody, to be a citizen, to be a... It's more than just learning music. In fact, it's just a pretext for develop other skills to make a citizen, in fact.
And this project then is going to last how long?
It's 3 years, a 3 years project, but we imagine things for after, because when this is the end of demos, but what happened after? So we don't know yet, but we think about it since the beginning.
And so there will be public concerts?
Yes, it's the 19th June in Rostronin, in the new Salle des Fêtes.
So that's the 19th of June?
Yes, and there will be one concert in the Philharmonie de Paris. So all the children will go by in a bus to go to Paris and to play in the big concert, la grande salle Pierre Boulez, one of the best concert room in Europe.
Will the children have one particular instrument?
All the groups define a family of instruments. For example, the group in Saint-Nicolas-du-Pelem is les cordes, the strings section. They choose between the violin, the viola, and the cello. You got all the trumpets and the trombone and the sax horn and everything in Saint-Conan. In Rostronin, you've got the harps and percussion. In Melcarey, you've got the violin, viola, and the double bass. Ah, you've got flutes and clarinets. In Laniscate, yes, I forgot Laniscate just before.
It's a huge project just for this central Brittany area.
Yes, it's very ambitious. It's a lot of work, but it's really amazing to work for this kind of project, which makes sense. Yes.
Marine Chéroudel, thank you very much for your time to explaining. I'm hoping that we'll be able to follow this project over the months to come.
Yes.
And it'd be really fascinating to watch the reaction of the children. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.